Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Mention spiders and many people shiver, but a local researcher says they're nature's most adept architects, spinning intricate webs from amazingly elastic material. In this week's Explore Radio, we look at why the eight-legged arachnids deserve our respect. We're in the lab of University of Akron researcher Todd Blackledge. I brought along some spiders, hoping he could identify them.
All right. Yeah, so you have three beautiful little spiders there. We've got a what's sometimes called a daddy long-legs spider here.
I call them spindly leg spiders. There's also a small, shiny, brownish one.
This is the common house spider.
It builds annoying cobwebs.
It's a spider that can be found basically all over the world because it's so basically happy living in houses and barns and garages.
And there's one more. A wolf spider? Is that right?
Let's take a closer look. Yes, this one is a wolf spider.
That one's from outside. The other two are from inside. Blackledge isn't at all squeamish as the spindly leg spider crawls over his hand. This one's trying to escape. The spider suddenly dives for the floor.
You see she goes down on a little drag line as she drops down.
She dangles from a 3-foot thread.
Well, that's one of the amazing things about silk is it's the ultimate in green chemistry for high performance fibers. That silk thread she was sailing down to the floor on, that was being produced in milliseconds from a liquid feedstock that's stored inside her body until it's spun on demand into a silk thread that literally ounce for ounce can be 5 times stronger than steel.
And that's the real magic of spiders. They're silk. Blackledge is working to unlock its potential as a biomaterial, and he has fancy equipment to help him do that.
Over here we have our nanobionics tensile testing system.
Basically, it tells how strong the silk is. Blackledge clips a nearly invisible section of spider drag line into the machine.
It's about 2 microns thick.
Around 100 times thinner than a human hair. A graph appears on the computer as the test begins.
There we go. We're pulling on the thread. You can see we're generating more and more load. We're up to millinewtons now.
The thread holds for a long time.
Wait for it. There we go.
And it snaps.
It takes a tremendous amount of work to break these silk threads. And that's what lets a tiny 1 or 2 micron fiber stop a flying insect.
Spider silk the thickness of a pencil could stop a jet plane. Blackledge is one of the first to study the silk of a newly discovered spider from Madagascar, Darwin's bark spider, which not only builds the largest webs in the world, it produces the strongest silk.
So we just took like nature's toughest material and found out that it can actually be twice as good.
Blackledge is also working with spider glue, the chemicals that make webs sticky.
We've discovered spider species where their glues get better and better the more humid it gets. And so we're interested in how is their glue leveraging humidity to produce increased stickiness?
His discoveries are leading to adhesives that could be used in produce packaging and even bandages. Commercial production of spider silk still eludes us, but Blackledge says we're close.
There's a bunch of different companies right now that are working on different systems for producing these silk proteins at an industrial quantity.
But he says the synthetic spider silk is still only half as strong as the real thing. Blackledge's lab is home to dozens of black widow spiders, which is the spider of choice for researchers due to its mild temperament and ease of care. He teases one out of its cardboard case.
I'll just get her down here.
So there she goes. I can see the telltale red hourglass on her abdomen. He says while rare, black widows do live around here. Only a handful of the more than 40,000 spider species are venomous, and he feels our fear of them is wildly overblown.
I would say a lot of people are really freaked out by spiders.
But that's a very cultural thing, though. You know, where we grow up in Western society being taught that spiders are creepy and kind of sinister. If you, say, grew up in Western Africa or in some Native American cultures, then spiders are revered in many ways for being clever or industrious, building these amazing webs.
Science has shown that even if we don't love spiders, they deserve our admiration. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.